The Democratic senator represents Craig and the majority of communities on Prince of Wales Island. He also serves as chairman of the Sea Alaska Board of Directors. Kukesh was lobbying the Craig City Council on behalf of Sea Alaska when he made the comments in question on January 7th.
I'm the state senator represents Craig. I'm not a vindictive person. I see you're going to have your 2010 capital projects on the table here tonight. And who's it going to go to? It's going to go to me. And to Bill Thomas, who's also a Sea Alaska board member. We have to be good neighbors. There are times you're going to need my help and Bill Thomas' help, and this is a time where we need yours.
The Craig City Council at that meeting was deciding whether to send a letter of concern about Sea Alaska's lands bill to Alaska's congressional delegation. The community's wish list for state capital projects was also on that night's agenda. Following the meeting, former Craig Mayor Dennis Watson filed an ethics complaint against Kukesh. The complaint alleges that Kukesh used his position as a state senator in an attempt to force the Craig City Council to vote favorably on an issue that would provide Sea Alaska with considerable financial gain. Watson says he believes Kukesh was threatening the Craig Council.
I spent 24 years in a very public forum, and I can tell when something is a threat and when it is not.
The subcommittee found that Kukesh violated state ethics laws by implying that he would use his power as senator to block state funding for Craig capital projects without a favorable council vote on the federal Sea Alaska land issue. Gary Turner is chair of the Senate subcommittee for the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics.
The subcommittee did find probable cause that Senator Kukesh did violate the statute by implying basically a quid pro quo because of his tenure on the Sea Alaska board and as a state senator.
Much of the information collected during the actual investigation remains confidential. However, the subcommittee did report that it interviewed Kukesh and says the senator fully cooperated. While the subcommittee found that Kukesh violated the state's ethics statute, it found no evidence that the senator actually gained any advantage from his statements. The Craig City Council eventually voted to send a letter to Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski outlining the city's concerns with the Sea Alaska legislation. The subcommittee decided against ordering sanctions and instead recommended that Kukesh be required to write a letter of public apology on his official legislative letterhead to the city of Craig. The letter must state that he accepts responsibility for a poor choice of words and detailed the implied threat. The subcommittee says a letter must be concise, factual, and address the ethics violation and nothing more. Kukesh is not allowed to debate whether he agrees with the findings nor how his words may have been misconstrued. He has 20 days to comply. Kukesh says he had no intention of threatening the Craig Council, but acknowledges he should have chosen his words more carefully.
I'm grateful for the fact that they didn't find that I had directly threatened them. That would have been really uncomfortable for me and bad for me because I don't think I intended to do that. I didn't intend to threaten anybody. I just thought that it would have been bad if they had found some that wasn't an implied threat. But the statute allows for an implied threat.
State statute prohibits a legislator from directly or indirectly threatening or implying that they will withhold a legislative action as a result of a person's decision to provide or not provide a thing of value. Kukesh says he has and will continue to push for state funding for his entire district, including Craig.
My whole reason for saying what I said was in terms of trying to get people on, at least in that area, to work together. And that was my whole reason for saying what I did. I wanted people to work together. And I even made the statement then that nobody else has a plan for Prince of Wales Island, and we have one.
Kukesh acknowledges that his comments upset some of his constituents. Still, he questioned Watson's motivation for filing the ethics complaint.
He was a former political opponent of mine. He ran against me for legislature, and I beat him. I don't know what his motive was, but I tell you what, I got a lot of calls from individuals, both native and non-native, from Craig, Alaska, who were very supportive of me.
But according to Watson, this was not a personal issue.
I don't have personal issues with him, period. This is a public issue, and myself and several other people that were in that meeting, you know, there was going to be one of the other of us that did it, and I did it. So, and they all had the very same concern. And it wasn't personal by any of them. It was it was something they felt that was absolutely wrong and needed to be addressed.
Watson wasn't the only person at the January 7th meeting to voice concerns about Kukesh's comments. Craig City Council member and Sea Alaska shareholder Mike Duville spoke out shortly after the meeting, saying he also believed Kukesh threatened the council.
I felt that he could slow down our projects or not be as helpful as he could, I guess is what my impression was.
Kukesh is the first senator this year to be found in violation of the state ethics law. A second ethics complaint was filed against Kukesh for similar comments made in Sitka. The subcommittee dismissed that complaint, which alleged he misused his legislative power while speaking before the Sitka Assembly. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.